Jerry Bader Show, 947. Last week, I did an unusual little topic where I asked if a joke was offensive. And the joke was, hey, I saw this bumper sticker, dyslexics of the world untie. Most listeners did not find it offensive. Earl, I've got another one. We're not going to take calls on it. Just wherever you're listening, is this joke offensive? Earl, who was Alexander Graham Kowalski? The first telephone pole. Now, if you're Polish, should you be offended by that? You have Polish people everywhere. I think I should be hacked off right now, but I'm not sure why. Which is the whole point. By the way, I tweeted that yesterday to public policy polling because someone who didn't believe the poll numbers I'm going to share in a moment said your polls are phony, and he spelled polls P-O-L-E-S. And public policy polling said, sorry, sir, we'll try to make our polls better. And then when that went back and forth, I tweeted that joke at them and they liked it. Several people liked it. I don't think it's in any way offensive. But anyway, I want to remind you of what's going on this Friday. We, of course, do this every year, and then I will get to the interesting results of the public policy polling. The Radiothon for families of children with cancer. We do this just about this time of year, every year. Families of children with cancer, exactly what the name implies. A network of families in Wisconsin who have had a child diagnosed with cancer, and they help each other, but sometimes they need help. That's where you come in. And here in Green Bay, we do it from 6 to 11, 9 to 11 in Sheboygan and Wausau, the portion of my show that airs in those markets. And this year, a lot of new things that I think really going to make the event a lot better. But we've made it easier than ever for you to donate. And you don't need to do a lot of research, but research does tell you the easier you make it for people to be generous, the more generous they will be. I mean, that's just, I'm telling you, that is just common sense. So what we have this year is you can text a donation, and we've got it set up. You could do it right now if you want. You can text DONATE, the word DONATE, to 79489, and then you'll receive a response with a link, and then you'll see it right there. It's super easy. You click on the link, and boom, you're off to the races, and you can donate whatever you feel comfortable with. Again, you can do that right now to help out families of children with cancer, but obviously we'll be telling you that a lot more on Friday, and we will have folks answering the phones per usual if you're not all that comfortable with texting or doing that sort of thing. We will do it the good old-fashioned way as well. So that is Friday, and the Radiothon is brought to you, supported by A to Z Quality Fencing, the leader of Wisconsin fence company specializing in high-quality vinyl fence installation, as well as wood fencing, privacy fencing, outdoor structures, and more. They seem to do everything. 888-FENCING or A to Z Quality Fencing.com. 888-FENCING or A to Z Quality Fencing.com. Now, on to the public policy polling. Oh, after 10 o'clock, I have two I think are really interesting stories. An 11-year-old kid has been offered a college football scholarship, and the soft bigotry of Denver's public pooping laws. How can you not stay and listen for that topic? Now this. I do consider public policy polling a left-leaning poll. That said, there are some interesting numbers here. The one that's getting a lot of the media attention is that 42% of Republicans think it's okay to body slam a reporter. 42% of Republicans surveyed think it's okay to body slam a reporter. I will tell you that I received emails defending that action. That saddens me. In the last half hour, I talked about how, and I do, I think there are liberals out there who are wishing Donald Trump dead. They are. That's what the Kathy Griffin thing was about. She won't admit it. And to a degree, at the very least, that's what the whole Trump is Caesar or Caesar is Trump thing is all about. Oh, we figured out a way to stab Donald Trump to death on stage and get away with it. So it saddens me that that many people would endorse that behavior. It really does. Other results. A plurality of voters think Trump obstructed justice. PPP's newest national poll finds a variety of bad news for Donald Trump in the wake of James Comey's testimony to Congress last week. 49% of voters say they think Trump committed obstruction of justice, to just 41% who don't think he did. Interestingly, because that you have that margin, because even Comey wouldn't commit to that. He's leaving it to others to decide. Most legal opinions I have seen, left and right. Now there are those on the left. This is slam dunk. This is slam dunk. Most reasoned, thoughtful legal opinions I have seen are like, yeah, wildly inappropriate, stupid, and a number of other negative adjectives, but illegal, not with what you have right now. But quite frankly, whereas Trump wasn't under investigation, he probably is now for obstruction of justice. Voters say they trust James Comey more than they trust Donald Trump. Double digits, 51 to 39%. Now here's where it gets interesting. Comey's image has, well, it's all interesting, but even more interesting. Comey's image has improved rapidly in the wake of his testimony. Now, this is, just listen to these numbers because they are fascinating. Last month, he had a minus 16 net favorability rating at 24 favorable, 40 unfavorable. But now he's on positive ground at 40, 37. Not at all surprisingly, that improvement is a product of Clinton voters seeming to have largely forgiven Comey at this point. His favorability with them is 60-13. So this is really interesting. And this goes to the world we live in today, politics in America. With Democrats, 60% give Comey favorability, 13% unfavorable. In contrast, 18% of Republicans give, his favorability with Democrats, 60-13. With Trump's, it's 18-67. One thing we find little disagreement about is that only 13% of voters think it's the job of the FBI director to do whatever Donald Trump tells them to, compared to 77% who say they disagree. But what you have now is Democrats love James Comey. And it is all about the conditions on the field right now when it comes to politics. When Robert Mueller was appointed special counsel, Newt Gingrich loved him. Now he says he should be fired. Democrats thought James Comey was the devil until he did something they liked. That's all it takes today. Boy, you want to talk about what have you done for me lately, taken to an unimaginable extreme. Yeah. Earl goes, Jerry loves me whenever we agree. No, that's to the point. You are my friend whether we agree or disagree. But not for a lot of people today. I have a very liberal nephew who works with apparently a number of conservatives, and he just chuckles. He just chuckles when his coworkers, well, your uncle's not conservative anymore. And he's just, he's busting a gut. He's still pretty conservative. No, he's not conservative anymore. Because they define conservative as just not being lockstep, defending Donald Trump at every turn. That's their definition of conservative. That's the way they see the world. So now, I mean, you know what would be funny if, I don't know what he could do now, but if James Comey did something now to hack off Democrats, and in fact, they apparently looked past what he said about Loretta Lynch. Because he put, you know why he had surrendered that? He didn't have to surrender that, and he didn't have to admit that he leaked anything. He didn't. Why do you think he did that? We haven't really talked about this. Why do you think he did that? See, I'm honest. I'm honest, Jim Comey. Which, by the way, is true. He said things that were damning to him, which does help his credibility in the he said with Donald Trump, because that's what Comey does. Just really for whatever they're worth. All right, I want to get to a very interesting, I don't know if it's what are right is what is wrong, what is stupid and what is not is more like it. 9:59.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.